Blog Talk Radio.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yes, this is your master, Baby Harry. Yes, I am. Oh, God. Come you from Memphis, Tennessee. Isn't God good? Praise the Lord. He is so good. Hallelujah. Come to you from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm only talking Sunday. No, on the first Sunday in May. This year is passing, you all people. It's passing fast. It's passing fast. You can write me at post office box 751603 Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. Now, if you want to call in or for prayer, call in and say a word from the Lord, or call in and say hi, you can call this number 347-850-1971. I know sometimes people don't like to, you know, they don't like to call in, they don't like to write, they like to listen. Thank the Lord for those that tuning me in. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Tell your friend that. Check me out, 5:30 p.m. every Sunday evening, if the Lord said the same, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. And then you can put me up on your radio, and you put me up, and put me up on your telephone, put me up on your telephone, and you put me up on your internet. See the prosperity. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm talking about, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more. Sin no more. We make promises to the Lord when we are in trouble. Talk to me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. When we are sick, when our marriages are falling apart, oh, yes, we cry out to the Lord. When we're sick, we cry out to the Lord. When your children are going on drugs or prostituting, we cry out to the Lord, so forth and so on. But when everything is going well, we forget about those promises that we made to the Lord. We even said that we did not say it. Behold, thou made whole. Sin no more. Oh, Jesus. Look here, look here, look here. I'm coming from St. John. My God, my fifth chapter of St. John. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The fifth chapter of St. John. Let me get this thing together. Oh. Okay. This is talking about when Jesus healed the lame man at the Bethesda pool. He was there. Okay. 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 Thank you again. Okay, let me see. St. John, let me see, number 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Talk to me, Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he has been now a long time in that case, he said to him, I be made whole? The impotent man answered, sister, I have no man when the world is troubled to put me into the pool, for I am coming another step down before me. You know, they tell you about human nature. I won't mind. You get back. I'm sorry. You know how you can have something up or grab and say, well, I'm going to give this or who wants this? People will almost knock you down. You know, they don't think about what, let this, you know, so, you know, let me put it this way. People be the elderly. Some people push the elderly back. And let me tell you one thing. Those elderly people that have to have those handicaps, you know, them young women and young men know good and well they were able to walk. They would get in those handicapped parking spots. For them handicapped people. Yes, I'm talking about. I think that's a low-down, dirty shame, too. Some of them handicapped people, are really, they can't walk that far. They get short of breath, and their leg hurt them. They can't have to authorize. They can't walk that far. That's what the handicap spot are for the handicapped people. That's what they call a handicap. You're handicapped. I don't know. These young women and young men switching, just switching, and bebopping and everything in the handicap spot. And getting mad if you said something. And you know what? And there's something to shoot you. So you really can't say anything. You can't say anything. They say, Betty, you always part way back. Yeah, I do. One thing about it, you part too close to the front. Everybody want to get up to the front. Somebody tell them to scratch your car, hit your car. Everybody trying to get to the front. So I get in the back, we don't have to worry about nobody trying to get in the back. You know? Don't do that. Human nature. Don't talk. Look, human nature. That's the way we do. That's the way we do. We do those handicapped people real bad. Yes. Somebody could have helped him got in that pool. They push him away. Look, get out the way. And what could he do? This man can't do anything. He's at the pool season when the pool was trouble. Into the pool and the mother's in trouble and the trouble. Okay. St. John 5:4. For angels went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the trouble of the water, stepped in and was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. You know, some people, some preachers be preaching this, well, this and that and this and yeah. I don't care what reason why he wasn't able to crawl or whatever. He was there. 30, let me see. Let me get it right. 38 years. My Lord. Okay, but when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said to him, Would I be made whole? Jesus thought he'd been in there a long time. Jesus have compassion. We don't have compassion on people. We don't have compassion over for the sick. We don't have compassion for the handicapped. We don't have compassion for the women and for the men. You know, they sometimes they got a cane and they just can't. They're trying to hold the door open. Open the door, and some doors are hard to open. You know, we don't try to help them. Young people, we don't try to help them. We push them out the way. Get out the way, old man, old woman. You need to be at home somewhere. Oh, yeah, they talk to us real bad. I said, because I'm seeing the citizen, me too. Yeah, they talk to us bad. It's all right. God got something for them. God got something for them. Keep on. Like my mama said, keep on living, son. Keep on living, daughter. Okay. Keep on living. That's the only thing I can do. The word for the young folks, when they misuse the old people, the elderly people, and their mama and their daddy, and think they're getting smart, keep on living. God got something for you. Keep on living. Okay. Jesus is awesome. He said he had nobody to put him in the pool. But while I'm coming, another step down before me. Push that man back. Get out the way. They push that man back. No, it's, you know, the angel just come a certain time. of the season, and here you, oh, no, it's my time. It's my time. It's my time. Okay. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water's troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another step down before me. I'm dealing with St. John 5th chapter and the 4th through the, well, I got this. What did I have? 4th through, here we go. And where you had the 14th verse, 5th through, just read the 5th chapter of St. John, okay? And start with, you can end with the, well, you can, St. John 5, and we can start with the 3rd, let me see. Okay. The multitude, okay, you can start with number 3, 2, 5, 3, said, in those days, a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, wither, waiting for the moving of the water. But angel went down to, went down by certain season. You know, we have a certain season. It didn't trouble the water. But old Jesus came back. Tell me about Jesus. He said, God said to him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. So every time he gets down there, another step down before him. We do that. Push you on a, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Okay. On the Sabbath. Okay. Okay. And after Jesus, okay, it was on the Sabbath. Let me read this. St. John 5:12. Then asked they him, what man is that which said to thee, take up that bed and walk? And he that was healed was not, which not know who it was, but Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. And after Jesus finding him in the temple, and it's the same man, he said, rise, take up the dead and walk, found him in the temple afterwards, a little while later. And he said to him, behold, that I may hold, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Sin no more. Thou have made whole. Sin no more. The Lord had delivered some of you all out of sin, out of drugs, out of prostitution, out of hoeing around, and out of gambling, and out of lying and cheating. But he said, thou are made whole. He has delivered you for what you do. He said, sin no more. You back, go back in the same old mess. You want everybody to pray for your daughter, for your son, for your husband, for you, over and over again. By the time you get delivered, I'm getting weak. You have to want to be saved. You have to want this thing. You have to want it. You have to want it. Yourself, now with this, you have to want to be out of drugs. You have to want to stop prostituting. You have to want to stop fornicating. You have to want to stop gambling. You have to want to stop smoking. You have to want to stop lying. You have to want this thing down in your spirit. You have to want it. God deliver you. Some of you all have been delivered. You go right back to the same thing and want everybody to pray for you. Y'all pray for my daughter. Y'all pray for my son. Call the prayer line. Call the prayer group. Over and over again. God wants you to sin. Stop sinning. Over and over again. Whoa. Do we have to keep praying for the same thing? Over and over again. You have to want it. You have to want it. Yeah. It's time to pray for other folks. Pray for more souls to come in. I just keep on praying for you. Because you don't want to stay out of sin. You want to stay in that mess. Behold, thou may hold sin no more. I'm telling you from St. John, the 5th chapter, where the 14th verse, fifth chapter and the 14, what it says, take up the dead and walk. Okay. St. John 5:14, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. That's why some of y'all having so much problem. You keep sinning, and a worse thing comes up on you. You have been delivered. You have been set free by the Holy Spirit. Folks done prayed you through. They done prayed you through. But yet you're going back into that same old of sin, and a worse thing have come upon you. What is that? What he said? What they said? Well, I got this. Okay. After Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Jesus saying it. He not playing. Now, look, you get yourself together. Now, you've been delivered. Now, you stay delivered. And look, sin no more. You know what? You can be sick and doing a lot of sinning now. You can be on your own bed and cussing and misusing people and everything. Oh, Jesus. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Come from Memphis, Tennessee. Tell the people about Betty Harris. Hey, I don't sugarcoat it. I don't mean to sugarcoat it. What you see and what you hear, that's it. I'm trying to go live on Facebook. I'm working on it. I'm praying about it. I'm trying to get it together. Right now. I'm going live right now. I'm going to go live on Facebook. I want to go live on YouTube. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Yeah. Glory. Glory. The Lord is all I got. Hallelujah. He's all I got. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. This is Evangelist Betty Harris coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Oh. I tell it like it is. I don't sugarcoat it. I can't afford to sugarcoat it. If I want to stay on the air, God's not playing with me now. He might be playing with you all. He might be playing for your sister. He might be playing for your brother. He might be playing, you know, you all brothers and sisters and uncles and aunties and Christian and stuff. Y'all might can play the game. I can't play the game. I know how to play the game, but I can't play. God said, no. I'm telling you the truth. I can play the game. Only I don't play the game because the Holy Ghost won't let me. He said, I want this thing done right now. And I got to do it right in order for me to stay on this air. If you like it, I thank the Lord you like it. If you don't like it, I thank the Lord you don't like it. That's the Lord handling it. My God. Yes. Thank the Lord. Oh, I guess I really been talking to him. I came in talking. My God. Shoot. God not playing. You get tired. Same old. Get yourself right. Get yourself together. God had delivered you. And then you're trying to go back in that same old mess again. How to justify that? Well, you know nothing. Jesus ain't able to do anything. You don't have to do nothing. He able to do it. You have to want it. Have to want to live this life. Want to stay safe. Want to stay out of mess and stuff. You have to want to do it. If you want to do it, God will help you do it now. God will give you the strength. Let's do it. This is Matthew Vanderbilt Harris. My topic is to behold thou art made whole. Sin no more. So that man sin no more now. We don't need to keep your name. Keep popping up on this prayer list to pray for me. And you've been delivered. He said, and lesser what is worth will come upon you. Words will come upon you. My Lord. Let me go to the altar. Let me go to the altar. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
You can tell. my mind.
How you take it.
Tell him how you love
him. And how you love him.
Wherever you are, you can kneel down.
At the altar.
When you kneel.
When you kneel. To pray.
Courage to dream has turned incomplete. Oh my,
at the altar
your brokenness he will meet.
Oh,
there is joy in knowing he's near. So on this life journey, I love him, I love him, I love him.
open doors.
Yes.
No man can shut.
It's all at the altar. He will meet your need. Ooh. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The last word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. All right. Let me get this sign off of here. Praise the Lord. Yeah, this is Evangelist Betty Harris. I see you 319. If you want to speak to the host, just hit one and you can come on the air. But if you just want to listen, praise the Lord. Keep on. Thank the Lord for you calling. Praise the Lord. You guys better have it. I guess it's time to pray, isn't it? I done talk, time to pray. Well, y'all want to hear some prayer now? Time to pray now. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to come before the people, Lord, telling them about you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know the needs. You know the problems. You know what they're going through with, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know things that something they can't seem to overcome. But give them the strength to overcome that sickness and that disease and that habit. I break that habit in the name of Jesus. I break the habit of with homosexuality. I break the habit of lesbianism. I break the habit of gambling. I break the habit of fornication. I break the habit of adoption in the name of Jesus. I come and get those spirits. Hey, that smoking spirit in the name of that nicotine spirit in the name of Jesus. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch bodies, Lord, the diabetes, oh, high blood pressure, back problems, hip problems, oh, pain in your neck, pain in your ears. You having tooth problems. You have a gum problems in the name of Jesus. I come against those different spirits that attack the body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, those tumors in the body, dissolve them in the name of Jesus. I cut the blood flow that flow into the tumors, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those cancers fail. Time up, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all kind of tumors. Oh, those on dialysis. Oh, kidney problems. Those who got a heart murmur. Oh, God, heart problems. In the name of Jesus, touch. Oh, God, touch out in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Somebody on the sick bed crying out, recovering pain. They don't know what to do. They've been to the doctor, and the doctor don't know what to do. Heal, Father. Touch them, Lord. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go in that room. Go in that sick room, Lord. In the hot seat. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And heal. Let healing take place on the sound of my voice. And to go over the airways, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Oh, heal and deliver. And set free. Let them feel your anointing, Father. Let them feel your power, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of them, Lord, have foot and feet problems. Oh, they can't have woe. Sweating in the ankles. Sweating in the legs. In the name of Jesus. Oh, sweating in the joints. Their fingers under the sea. Their crippling arthritis. Oh, rheumatoid arthritis. Oh, the fingers all bent up. Been a crooked, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some people had trouble walking in the knees. Oh, they got bone to bone. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Someone had to have hip operation, knee operation. Move in the hospital room. Move in the hospital bed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move, Father. Guide the doctor's hand as they go in the operating room. Guide the doctor's hand. Guide the nurse's hand, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. Move in those finances, Father. In the name of Jesus. Some of them need a finance miracle. Do a supernatural miracle, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bring that marriage back together again. Bring unity in that marriage. Say those children, Father. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. In the see. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Jesus. Touch. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Let your will be done. Too near, far and near. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. goodness be high. Already I see. He knows I see. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I pray in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, this is Benjamin Harris. Bring you to see the prosperity broadcast. Behold, thou may hold, sin no more. That's my topic. That's my topic. My God, my God. The worst thing is going to come upon you. You've been delivered. Don't go back in that mess. Don't go back in. Don't go back into that mess again. A worse thing would come upon you. Oh, yes, Lord. That was the Bible said. That's what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. Oh, sir. Yes, yes, yes. My Lord, my Lord. Okay, let me see. St. John 5:14. After Jesus found him in his temple and said to him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more. That's the worst thing come upon thee. The man been at the pool for 18 years. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. Let me see. 18 years. 5:18. Yeah. Oh, behold, thou made whole. Sin no more. Let the worst thing come upon thee. That's our problem. That's our problem. That's our problem. Oh, he took up his bed and walked. Okay. But then infirmity for 38 years. Infirmity for 38 years. At the pool. Nobody put him in. Oh, when the angel troubled the water. And then, too, when the Lord moved. Somebody don't give a lot of different chances. Some people have chances after chances after chances. But some people, God don't give all those chances to. He didn't give it to me. He said, I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you. But he'd give it to some people. Some people do what they want to do. And God forgive them and listen. And some people can't do what other people do. He won't lie. He told me, you're not going to run away with my blessing. He told me that point blank. I want to bless you. But you're not running away with my blessing. Take my blessing and do everything you want to do. Come on back in line. Tell you what the Holy Ghost told me. So I know what I'm talking about. He's not playing. Some of y'all, he's not playing. He's had warned some of y'all more than one time. But you know, sometimes we get that final warning. He said, this is the last warning. I'm telling you the truth. He said, I know. he told me when I came trying to get on missionary board, he said, I went there three different times trying to get on missionary board. God said, don't go back anymore. I got it. Don't go back anymore. And he had it. Listen, I knew I was on missionary board. You know what's that? Let the Lord handle it. God give you a chance. He said, no, I got it now. Don't go back anymore. I'll do it now. Look, I'm going to take over now. You've done all you can do. I'm taking over. I'm taking over this. See, God warned you and give you a lot of chances. Some people have had chances after chance. Everybody, pray for my daughter, pray for my son, pray for my husband, pray for my wife. Okay, and they get delivered. Okay, look why alone, and later, after a while, they go back the same old thing. Y'all, pray for so-and-so, so-and-so. Well, this happened, they were in an accident, or this and that, and this and that. You know, wait a minute. What's going on? Is she saved? Is she trying to live for the Lord? Now, you know, when you try to live for the Lord, that was attacking you anyway. But when you're not in for the Lord, wait a minute, God's trying to get your attention, and he wants you to come to him, and you keep on doing what you want to do. He let new things come up on you. Well, worst thing, the same thing is having new stuff come up on you. Yeah. I have to break you down to bed for some prayer. I mean, all these people out here that need to be prayed for and everything, and here you keep going through the same old process. Even you get tired. What about the Lord? God is a good guy. He's long-suffering. He have patience with us. More than we have patience with other people. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Some of you from Memphis, Tennessee. God's not playing with me, and he's not playing with you, if you know what I mean. To whom I'm talking to. You all know who I'm talking to. I don't know, but the Holy Ghost knows. Mm. He said, you've been made whole. Not sin no more. You, that's the worst thing would come upon you. You've been delivered. Have you all been delivered? Playing with God. And playing with God's people. My God. I'm trying to make a fool out of somebody. My Lord. Okay. Let me see. We're going to have a song. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. God is good. Excuse me. Shoot. My Lord. I tell you to. Tell the people about these magic belly hair. Broadcast. Help me out. Let's have more listen to the broadcast. More participation. More people following to see the prosperity. You guys are better having. Yes, I am. I'm the one and only. See the prosperity broadcast. Y'all gave me this title. Okay, he said, call it See the Prosperity. Now, Lord, that's a hard name. See the Prosperity. Lord, so good. Tomorrow.
Jesus said, here I stand. Won't you please let me in? And you said, I will tomorrow. Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow, ooh, tomorrow, I'll give my life. Tomorrow, I thought about today, but it's so much easier to say, tomorrow.
Yes, Lord, tomorrow. Don't pull out today. Don't pull out tomorrow what you can do today. You're trying to get saved today. You never know where death lies. Mm-mm. You can't say, well, I'll be here tomorrow. No, you don't know. They be here tomorrow. You don't know. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. This is Evangelista Harrison. Yes, I am coming from Memphis, Tennessee. God is good. God is good. My all the time. My God, my God. My Lord.
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel. I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh,
then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
Hollered help, cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong. My battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line.
Then I climbed the hill and saw.
I can feel the
sun. And I can feel heaven.
Yes, Lord. Storm is over for somebody. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my Lord. Oh, thou art made whole. Sin no more. Yeah. Telling you, that when you wonder why you having such a hard time, keep on sinning, you've been delivered, and you worse the thing come up on you. Worse the thing comes up on you. My Lord, my Lord. Let me read a couple of scriptures. Oh, God, on prayer. Behold, they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I would hear, said the Lord. Isaiah 65:24. Jesus answered, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Mark 11:24. God is awesome. God is so awesome. He is so awesome. Jesus answered. Jesus said, ask and it will be given unto you. Knock and you will find. No, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks find, and to him who knock, the door will be open. Matthew 7:7-8. God is good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's playing church. Jesus said, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Matthew 21:22. God telling you right there. We got to give it to him. Pray. Give it to the Lord. Prayer answer. Y'all answer prayer now. He answer prayer. Praise the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, do I need to pray again? Praise the Lord. Oh, God, oh, God. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, thank you, thank you. But this opportunity, it's a good opportunity, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless this broadcast. Anoint me to speak. Your word, anoint me to pray. Anoint me to pray. Pray the prayer that you want me to pray. Or anoint me to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anoint me to pray. You know what the needs out there. I don't know, but you know, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, let me anoint me to pray. Pray the prayer. Pray, Lord, that folk can be healed and people can be delivered in the name of Jesus. And they can be set free. And I see in the name of Jesus. Touch on the sound of my voice, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those people that are going through, Lord, they need cars. They need transportation. In the name of Jesus, they need houses. They need apartments. Ah, glory. Go out here, Father. Make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus, they need to, they're catching the bus. Some of them need car fare, Lord. They need bus fare. In the name of Jesus. Make a way, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody just want to teach the baby. Babysit. They need babysitter. Oh, move, Father. Move, Father. Move. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Heal. Those that have been misused and mistreated in nursing home. Oh, God. Intervene, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Intervene in the neighborhood. Gangs everywhere. Gangs everywhere. In the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit. I come against that spirit of violence. Of taking over spirit. In the name of Jesus. Domination spirit. Dominate. Want to dominate. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch the Lord. Gang taking over the neighborhood, just taking over. Holy Ghost, move. Move in that situation. Move in that neighborhood. Move in that household. Oh, they're living and set free, Lord. Angels walking up and down the streets. Up and down these neighborhoods, Father. In the name of Jesus, folks scared to walk the streets. Y'all and the gang member trying to make other people join the gang. I come against that spirit of controlling. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost. Move, Holy Ghost. Move in these neighborhoods. Move against these gangs, against those spirits that got these gangs all tied and tangled up. I loose the cord. I cut the cord in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I release that spirit. I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, want to control, want to take over. Oh, God, Oh, God, that people scared and said no in the name of Jesus. What did I see? In the son of God, he knows. I know. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you know. In the name of Jesus. Oh, take control here. Take control of this broadcast. Take control, Holy Spirit, of this broadcast. In the, in the name of Jesus. Take control. In the name of Jesus, neighborhood. Walking there afraid to walk in the neighborhood. This violent is breaking in. Can't leave your house. Oh, God. They're breaking in through the window, through the bathroom window, through the bedroom window, through the front door. Oh, all this shooting is violent. I come against it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Let the angels take control. Oh, moon in the neighborhood. Send your angels, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Send the angels, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We got to cry out to you, Lord. You owe me that, Lord. If you don't help us, we can't be helped. Oh, Jesus. Take control here. Take control, Father. In the name of Jesus. Take control, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Help. Ah, yeah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. We need your help, Lord. We need your help, Lord. We need your help, Lord. Anahasi. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, son. Now. He knows, I know. I know, I see. Anahasi. Hallelujah, I know. Yes, no, son, no. Hallelujah, son, no. Oh, yes, Lord, you spoke me high. Glory. Allah, I see. Yes, no, I saw. Yes, Lord. Allah, I saw. No, yes, Lord. Oh, help, Lord. Allah, I saw. Allah, I see. Yes, no, I saw. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah, I see. Yes, I see. In the name of Jesus. Touch. In the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we need you, Lord. Oh, God. We need you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we need you. We need you. Oh, God. You're so good to go through. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, you're going to have another son. Praise the Lord. Oh, God.
God will
Might be a lot of sadness.
He will take care.
Yes, he will.
Will take care of you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Through every day.
Yes, Lord.
Through every day. Oh, yes, he will.
Uh-huh. My Lord. Yes, he will. Oh, right, 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 right.
He'll take care of you. Let me hear you say yes. Say it again. Say it again.
Yes, he will. Yes, right.
Everybody.
Say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church to what His Word says.
God has spoken.
Church say,
my God, my God. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. So let's pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Lord. Can't thank you enough. Can't cry out to you enough. Hallelujah. To give you an honor and a praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. People that have loved ones that have died, that grief stricken. I come against that weak spirit, Father. Lift the head up, give him, lift the burden, Father, in the name of Jesus. They lost a loved one. Oh, lift the head up. Oh, lift the burden at the heart, Lord. Only you can do it, Lord. Only you can do it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless your people. Bless your people. Oh, they crying out to you. They crying out to you, Lord. Hear they cry. Hear they cry. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come to us. Come to our rescue, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we need of you, Lord. We need of you, Jesus. Touch the bodies. touch the body, touch the home, touch the businesses, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, touch the going to the nursing home, Lord. Bless, bless, and deliver, and set free, Father. Heal in the name of Jesus. Take the loneliness away, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let them take the loneliness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your elderly people, Father. They've been misused. They've been mistreated, Lord. Hallelujah. They're taking advantage of, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Intervene in our behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All kinds of sickness and diseases. And oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Heal, Lord. Whatever the ailment is, heal. You can heal everything. Oh, there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing hard for you, Father. Reach in, Lord, and touch the digestion system, Father, in the name of Jesus. Regulate that system, the digestion system, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, make the bowels get back regulated again. Oh, heal my sister even more so, Father. Heal her body. Heal my brother in the name of Jesus. Heal his throat, Father. Oh, touch his body. Save him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move in that behalf, Father. Deal with him, Lord. He knows. Ah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch my sister. Touch my sister. From the crown of the head to the sole of her feet, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bring her back into the fold, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. My nephew. Touch him. Save him. Oh, let him rededicate his life to you. Again, over and over again, Lord. Save him, Lord. Touch him. Take that nicotine taste out of his mouth, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Bless the family. So much sickness, so much ailment. Everywhere we go, there's that trouble on every hand. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch. Oh, these gains, dissolve them, Lord. Save them. Save these gains, Jesus. Save these pimps, Father, in the name of Jesus. Save these prostitutes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sickness everywhere. Trouble everywhere. Intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. On the sound of my voice, Lord. Let healing take place. Let deliverance take place in the name of Jesus. Well, let supernatural miracles take place on the sound of my voice, Father, in the name of Jesus. I love you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. This is Matthew Betty Harris, but you see the prosperity broadcast. Oh, God, if you want to call me, and just hold a line and just listen to me. Or if you want to call and say something, call 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. I'm live right now on the broadcast. I'll be live. I'm working on trying to be live on YouTube and Facebook. Praise the Lord. I'm working on it. Pray for me. I'm trying to learn. Pray for me. I thank the Lord for this opportunity that have come my way. And only God could have done it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch, heal and deliver, heal and set free the stomach problem, the stomach ailment, the digestive system, Father. In the name of Jesus, that acid reflux, I come against that spirit, those diabetes, migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. Eye problems in the name of Jesus. Regulate the eye. Regulate the vision, Father. Hearing in the ear, Lord. The ear problems. The unbalanced. On the hot seat. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let you have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We need you, Lord. Touch it, Lord. Touch it. Touch. On the sound of my voice. Wherever the problem is, oh, you know the answer. You know the problem. And you know what to do. Heal, Lord. Oh, well, the doctor said no, Lord. You said yes. Well, the doctor said yes. You said no. Intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. Intervene, Lord. Intervene. Intervene, Holy Spirit. in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. He knows that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, set free, set the captain free, Lord. I break every yoke, every cord. Oh, the generation curse, I break the every yoke, every cord in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, down in the valley, under the sea, in the name of Jesus. Oh, deliver, Lord. Deliver Jesus in the name of Jesus. Set free, Lord. Oh, the alcoholism, under the sea, that gambling spirit, under the soul. In the name of Jesus. Oh, those Catholic spells hitting every family member. In the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit. In the name of Jesus, that generation curse. I break it. I break the yoke. I break the cord. I untie it and untangle. Anahasi. Anahasi. In the name of Jesus, I set them free. Oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Set free, Lord. Set free, Father. In the name of Jesus. Set free. Set free, Lord. On the Solomon Bar, touch, Lord. Under her feet. In the name of Jesus. Touch her. Under her soul. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Oh. And amen. Yes, Lord. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Come on, put those hands together. Help me praise the Lord in here. Say, may the Lord God
bless you.
May the Lord God bless you. He woke me up this morning.
Somebody say, may the Lord God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, isn't God good? Isn't God good? Hallelujah. He is really, really good. Praise the Lord. Sylvester Bailey Harris, just hang up. I'm coming to meet you. Some of you from Memphis, Tennessee, tune me every Sunday evening. The Lord said the same from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday evening. Praise the Lord. The Lord said the same. I be here. Meet me, meet me, meet me. Oh, on this broadcast, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Hallelujah. We're going to have a hallelujah good time. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, a hallelujah. A hallelujah good time. Praising the Lord and talking about Jesus and praying for the sick. Oh, Lord. And then, oh, God, let us pray right now. And Father, in the name of Jesus, touch the homeless. Oh, touch the homeless, Father. Give us compassion for the homeless people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Meet the need, meet the need. Let somebody come out, help the people over the homeless people to have compassion for the homeless people. Oh, make a way for them. Send finances their way, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The homeless, Lord. You love them. You love them. You love them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, save them. Save them. Save them. Name of Jesus. Peace and give peace to peace, Father. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Before I finish, I do not own any right to this music. I don't own any copyright, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't own any copyright to this music. In the name of Jesus, I don't own the copyright. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm playing the music, but I don't own any music. I don't own anything, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Name of Jesus, touch the people, save and deliver and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, people sick in their body. Oh, so much sickness, so much ailment. You know, Jesus, in your day, so much sickness and all kind of disease, infirmity, Father, in the name of Jesus. But you heal all that came your way, Jesus. Oh, God, heal, Father. Set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Nahashi. Oh, what's the matter, Lord? What's the matter? What's the reason, Lord? So much ailment, so much sickness. Oh, Jesus. Help us. Help us. Help us, Lord. Show us the way, Lord. Show us the way, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. It's so much ailment, so much sickness. So much infirmity, Lord. Ah, Nahasi. Oh, Jesus. Nahasi. In the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, Nahasi. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I praise your name, Lord. Ah, let the healing virtues come forth, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I see. Ah, touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Under the sound of my voice, Lord. Touch, Lord. Do a miracle. Work miracles, Father. Work the supernatural, Lord. Miracle of healing, of deliverance, of set free, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing hard for you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I see. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, in your word. Behold, they call. I will answer while they are still speaking. I will hear. Said the Lord. Isaiah 55:24. Before they call, I would ask. While they are yet still speaking, I would hear. Said the Lord. Hear us, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, hear us, Lord. While we are yet speaking, hear us, Father. While we are yet speaking, Lord. Oh, God. Hear us, Father. Answer before we call. You know what's in our heart. Answer. You know. Oh, God. Take us up into another realm of you, Father. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, name of Jesus. Touch us, Lord. Take us in another realm, Lord. Higher. Take us higher in you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Under the IC. Yeah, that's so. That M and that sickness. Oh, Lord. Holy Ghost. Nahasi. In the name of Jesus. Move, Lord. Heal and deliver. Dissolve, Lord. Oh, pure body blood. I pure body blood. I don't get pure body blood. Infirmity in the blood. In the name of Jesus. Pure body blood. Clean the blood, Lord. Clean the blood. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Infirmity, infirmity, infirmity. You heal infirmity in the people today. You can heal infirmity. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We're calling on you this evening. We're calling on you this evening. In the name of Jesus. We're calling on you, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're calling on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to our rescue, Lord. Come to our rescue, Jesus. Hallelujah. Under our soul. Oh, we need you, Jesus. Come to our rescue, Jesus. Hallelujah. Under our sea. In the name of Jesus. Oh, no, our soul. In the sea. In the name of thunder. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. In the name of our soul. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your name, Lord. I praise your name, Jesus. In the sea. In the name of Jesus. In the name of sea. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the soul. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch and set free. In the soul. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, no other name I know. In the name of Jesus. No other name but you, Jesus. No other name, Lord. Your name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your name, Lord. I'm never going by your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Under our soul. Yes, Lord. Under the asunder. In the soul. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, oh God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is Ben. Ben Harris coming from Memphis, Tennessee. It was Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You can write me in post office box 75106-03, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, it's so good. Praise the Lord. It's all I got. Yeah, all I got. We need a word from you. You give me somebody a word. Somebody got a word today. Somebody. Just one word from the Lord will move.
depressed about things that have happened in my past. And Bishop Kenneth Moles stood on his feet, and he sang these words, and they came straight from the Lord to me. He said, "Your ladder will be greater. Your ladder, it will be greater. I don't care what you've been through." He said, "Your ladder."
Yes, Lord, I thank the Lord. Your latter days is be better than the past. Some of doing better. Some of you are doing better than you ever done in your life. Doing better than you ever done in your life, and that is the God's truth. But I'm doing better than I ever done in my life. I'm not lying on that one. Okay. My Lord. Yes, Lord, and be thankful. I'm dealing with St. John 5:14. Afterward, Jesus finding him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. That's what he said. "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more." Let the Lord tell somebody some of us sin, y'all. You been delivered, but you go back in your sin. You know, people do that. They make promise to the Lord. They cry out, "Lord, if you do this, I'm gonna serve you. Lord, if you do this, I'm gonna serve you." Time he get them back on their feet. They go right back in the same old mess. Then you try to call every prayer team, every prayer group you can. Pray this. So-and-so sick, so-and-so this and that. Sometimes they're doing like that because you got a worse of sin that come up on them. Say, "You've been made whole. I have delivered you. Go and sin no more." But no, we don't do that. We get back. We get further. Oh, God, it's time. And look, we don't have time to keep praying for the same old, because you don't want to be delivered. You don't want to stay saved. You don't want to serve the Lord. That's it. All these souls need to be saved. It's a soul winning time now. People sick in their body. We should have to deal with the same old. Because you don't want to live right. You don't want to do what's right. You know you need to put those drugs down. Deliver you from the drugs. And then you let somebody persuade you back into the same old mess. When they try to talk to you about, come on, man, come on, girl, it's all right. What you need to do is just call on Jesus. Jesus. Call on the name of the Lord. If you can't say no, say Jesus. Just keep calling his name. They look at you like you're crazy. No. Well, some folks have died going back in their sin on drugs and been delivered. Some have been to the rehab and everything, and then get back on drugs, start back to gambling again, start back to drinking, start back to fornicating, then back to being a drug. The thing you know, they shot. Somebody done killed them. God said, "Let the worst thing come up on you. Sin no more." One, well, so-and-so, yeah, God dealt with them. Thou art made whole, sin no more. That's a worse thing come unto thee. That was the Lord speaking to the man with the infirmity, but at the pool of Bethesda for 18 years or so. And come and sin. You've been made whole, now sin no more. Going back to business. Don't be seeing no more. That I made whole. see no more. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. That's a problem now. That's a, you know, really, that is the problem. Why things are so bad. God had delivered some of your loved ones, and you go right back in the same old mess. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Back in the same old mess. When you, look, sometimes, when God delivers you, you got to separate yourself. You can't go, you know, you can't go with the same old crowd, being the same old crowd. And, you know, I don't know why people in this crowd, and they know you've been clean, they know you're trying to keep yourself together. Oh, it's like, oh, you can, it won't take you, oh, you can go out today, it won't hurt you. You can take a little smoke. I don't know why they still persuading you to smoke and drink and to gamble and run around. Well, you know, she out there. Well, you know, she just want to talk to you. Well, why you don't stay out of folks' business and leave that alone? Don't bring no news. Tell him that I want to talk to him. You know, you at some party and you don't need to be there in the first place. But tell him I want to talk to him. You know, she said you got someone to keep that, got someone that act as the devil advocate. When she said she just want to talk to you. Man, she just said, I'm just telling you what she told me to tell you. Yeah, leave her alone. God had to deliver you from that woman. And then he's going to try to bring some more news, some news of that man, some news. Stay out of that mess. Stay out of that. That she needs to be at home, he needs to be at home. All this party, party, party. And do cause a lot of headaches and heartaches. My Lord, need to deliver you, and you still, you know, well, you get in the Word. Get in your Holy Ghost filled church where the evidence is speaking in tongues and get you some strength. See, you have to stay where the fire is. You can't be delivered and then you don't go anywhere. You don't go where any strength is. How you say he's going to last? You got to go where some fire. And this man a long time ago, as he told me, he was messing with me, he said, stay in church. In other words, stay where the fire is. Stay in church. You're a single woman, stay in church. Stay where the fire is. Stay where the fire is. And that thing stayed with me. So, and I did. I was every time no church over, I was there. Stay in church. I know one thing. He gave me the revelation about this broadcast at church. He said he's going to bless me at church. He gave me, he sure did. I was at church when he told me. Sure was at church. Sure did. Showed me when it's time for me to get on the missionary board at church. Some answers come to you in God's service, in God's presence, where the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Find you a good church home, Holy Ghost filled, even evidence of speaking in tongues, and get somewhere and sit down and start working. You want to, you know, you can't go be loose. You got to get where some fire is. Got to be where some fire. Somebody can undergird you and mentor you and talk to you, and where God can talk to you in the service. Some service be so high, the revelation be coming from everywhere. Healing be taking place everywhere. So you have to lay hands. The Holy Ghost just come in, and you feel it all, heat all over your body. That's what it's all about. Yeah, keep on. Yeah. God hear people all the time, but they don't want to stay here. I want to just say they miss. Well, I'm feeling all right now. But you said, well, you know, you don't need to go there. Well, I'm just going out for a little bit. I'm just going for a little while. I won't stay long. Stay at home. Stay at home. You ready to get back in some mess again? A worse thing will come upon you, and that's what's been happening to so many people. A worse thing. But then people say, pray for so-and-so. Okay, we pray for the Lord bless. Then they said, so-and-so, pray for so-and-so. Wait a minute. But worse, well, you know, a little bit worse has come upon that person. Then you pray again to get delivered. Then some more stuff come upon. Wait a minute. Is God trying to tell her something? God trying to tell you something? Get yourself right. Get right, church, let us go home. My God. Keep on going on the same old, just like you. How you like to repeat somebody say, so-and-so, so-and-so. Okay, what you say? So
Martha, wait a minute. How many times can't you hear? You must be there. How you like to repeat something over and over again, the same person, ask you the same thing, the same, wait a minute. You know, I don't mind about people asking me because I can understand. They ask you the same question. So-and-so. Okay, you give them the answer how to do it, this problem. Then they don't come back later on the next day or so. Well, so-and-so. Well, wait a minute. Okay, then you kind of feeling like, wait a minute. But you want to go on and help them. Then you help them again. Well, they say, why don't you take you some notes? Take notes. So wait a minute. I tell you the same thing. And sometimes people be saying, well, you know, I know I keep on asking you. I'm sorry I keep asking you the same thing. You know, that's where the Lord feels. You keep on coming to me the same thing, same problem. Same problem. God talk to us. Same problem. Wait a minute. When you going to get yourself together? Well, nothing. Get yourself together. You have to want to get yourself together. And they don't want, and they keep coming up with the same problems because they don't want to take notes. I don't take notes. You need to take notes. That's how I got through my first job and this one too. Taking notes, making copies. My insurance company, I went for insurance company, and this man was he's an insurance agent, but he used my notes. Oh no, he was an underwriter, but he used my notes to work those problems. And those rates and stuff out. My notes now, he making all the problems. But little old me, not making but just a clerk's salary, and he making two or three times more than I am. He's an underwriter for the insurance company in the office. But yet, he using my notes in order to get the answer how to work, how much to charge them, you know? Because he said, Sister Harris, take good notes. You're right, I had to take good notes. So you know how to work those problems out. And you can't ask people to sometimes get an attitude, you know. And so I just always, I kept good notes. I made copies of something, and I made copies, put in a file. So when that problem come again, I reach back and get that and get that problem or get that example. God give you wisdom. I do the same thing on my job. You working trying to route certain routes and stuff, and you know this said when it come up, you make a copy. So when it come up while you working, you already got the answer. You just change the dates and stuff, change the IRBN number, but the same problem, same route, you know, same number, same route, rather, and same date. You change the date. You know that's an example. Shoot, you know, well, is that too hard to understand? I'm talking Greek to somebody. You better learn how to cite the Greek then. You better learn how to speak Greek then. So I'm telling you the truth. God not playing with us. God soon to come. He's soon to come now. We're playing games. All day. We're playing games. Praise the Lord. But you know what? After a while, this game won't be over. The game will be over. The way things going now shocked me, the way this vibe is going around.
Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Heaven's gonna put on my shoes, walk around heaven and
Yes, Lord. Okay, call the 319 if you want prayer. You can hit a button one, and you can come on. If not, just continue to hold. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for holding. Thank you for listening to me all this time. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Thank God. Oh, I don't have 11 minutes. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, right. Let me see. It's up to you. Let me see. All right, let's get this out. Fall down.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now.
We fall down,
oh,
but we get
back
up.
Up.
We fall down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we get up,
yeah,
we fall down.
Oh, my, we get back up again.
For a
Savior,
yes,
oh, yes, Lord. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we fall down.
Stay down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down.
We fall down sometimes. But we get back up again.
We fall down.
Yes, we do
we
that. Rise back up again.
For the
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's God good. Raise your hands. Raise your hands to the Lord. I thank you. Raise your hands to the Lord. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. On this Sunday evening. Ha! Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm the hot soul. Yeah, I love you. I love you. I'm going away. Did I say?
A minute and 21 seconds. Let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank those that's tuning me in. But then, Lord, you let me remember to tune me in every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. On the sound of my voice, touch the body, meet those financial needs, Father, in the life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring that marriage back together again. Bring unity in that marriage. Bring love back in that marriage. Where they got a heart of stone, make it heart of flesh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Take control of those children, those spirits, in the name of Jesus. Won't mind. Don't own disobedient spirit. I come against that disobedient spirit. Save them and fill with the Holy Ghost, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place over the airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Healing all kinds of healers, all kinds of diseases, all kinds of infirmities. Touch, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done. In the name of Jesus, for this broadcast. Take control of this broadcast, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, let healing, let healing, let healing, let deliverance take place over this airways, Father. In the name of Jesus, not me, but the spirit in me, your spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus, spare me the more. Spare me the more, Father. In the name of Jesus, let me reach out the more to the people. Oh, God. Oh, God. Not me the more, Father. But not me the more to pray, to pray, to pray. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, yes, Lord. Name of Jesus, I pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My, 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 my. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What's to me in this? Next Sunday, if the Lord said the same, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.